Northwestern University's Medell Justice Project released some of their findings from an investigation into the rate of legal cases surrounding shaken baby syndrome today. The Justice Project is an investigative journalism program that researches criminal justice issues, including wrongful convictions. Project Director Alec Klein says the investigation was difficult because few of the crimes had witnesses and because little data had been collected to understand national trends. The lack of data led the Justice Center to use 3,000 legal cases to create their own database. An analysis of the data shows Utah ranks second in the nation for shaken baby syndrome cases per 100,000 individuals, with Weaver County ranking third out of the counties nationwide. Lauren Schroeder, also with the Justice Project, says rates may be influenced by the location of the National Center on Shaken Baby Syndrome's headquarters, located in Farmington, Utah.
A location of an organization like that would make the public more aware of the issue, would make prosecutors more aware of the issue, as well as law enforcement, which could influence the rate and also the number of cases in that area.
Other factors that may have elevated rates of criminal cases include an influential hospital system, aggressive prosecutors, and how often media reported on child abuse cases in an area. Part of the reason why the Justice Project decided to look into the issue is a change in how medical experts diagnose the syndrome. In the past, brain swelling, brain bleeding, and bleeding in the eyes was enough for a diagnosis, Schroeder explains.
Previously, it was more or less an uncontested diagnosis. If the child showed all these three symptoms, if it showed the triad, authorities would accuse the last caregiver of abusing the child because they believed that the symptoms were instant. But recent medical studies have shown that the triad can be associated with accidental trauma, suddenly when the child falls, and other certain medical disorders. And there's also the issue that medical studies have shown that the onset of symptoms isn't immediate.
The Justice Center is investigating claims of wrongful convictions in some shaken baby syndrome cases where there are legitimate questions regarding convictions. Klein says the Medell Justice Project's goal is to provide the public with information on the issue.
There's such a dearth of information about the topic, both here in the United States and, frankly, throughout the world. And there are literally, you know, scores of people annually here and abroad who are accused of such crimes, but there's been little understanding on a macro level what's happening.
A link to the study and the database can be found on UPR's website, upr.org.